Happy Halloween, listeners.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab.
I'm Professor Theo. Welcome to the lab. I'm recording from my lab on the campus of Splendid University. Long before Halloween, for I leave soon for a conference at the University of Parts Unknown, and possibly more. But I shouldn't be gone long. I've left instructions with my son, Buck Travers, to take over the show for an episode or two should I be gone longer than intended. But by the time this episode is published, Halloween will be upon us. My favorite time of year, our most theatrical holiday, and really our most kid-centered holiday, too, so enjoy it. And enjoy this, a short Halloween poem and a short Halloween story.
Trick or treat.
Halloween is here, trick or treat is near. A night for freaks and shrieks, candy and costume-obsessed geeks. Of which I am one, no worries, have fun. 'Tis our most theatrical holiday, so go enjoy it, play.
The Wild Werewolves of Washington Avenue.
Cameron dressed as a werewolf for the annual Halloween parade and for trick-or-treat. She marched alongside costume kids, some quite young, others simply young at heart. Wizards, superheroes, video game characters, oh my. Down the street, from door to door, collecting chocolate and bubblegum, glow bracelets, fake teeth, and more. Mrs. Steele was giving out caramel apples. The McLean family had full-size Snickers bars. And town dentist Dr. Payne gave out his usual toothbrushes, floss, and long lectures about the damage sugar can do to teeth. Cameron ended up befriending another young one in a werewolf costume. How interesting, there are two of us, Cameron noted. Oh, there are actually quite a few, her new friend commented, leading Cameron to and introducing several more. Your costumes are so realistic, Cameron said, pulling on one's fur. Ow! The kid pulled away. Really realistic, Cameron apologized. Sorry. Thank you. One of the werewolves replied, while the others snickered suspiciously. Cameron didn't recognize any of the werewolf kids. None were her classmates at Splendid Elementary. Some of us are virtual students, one commented. We're homeschooled, two others said in unison. That's cool, Cameron replied. What about you? She asked of the one who had not yet spoken. I go to a school deep in the thick of the don't-go-there forest that borders this place, where classes take place in the dark of the night, under the illumination of the full moon. Cameron looked terrified. I mean, I attend a rival school in the next county, Huntington Middle. Cameron began to feel uncomfortable. Okay, well, it was nice meeting you all. I better go now. She turned and began to walk briskly, looking over her shoulder occasionally to note the werewolves were following her. Cameron sped up. Her followers did, too. Cameron turned and confronted the pack. I've taken karate for like 7 years, so I'd be careful if I was you. Everybody froze. Stare down. Cameron, are you okay? She recognized the voice, though she kept her gaze on the werewolves. The voice belonged to that of her civics teacher, Mrs. Morris. "I'm fine, Mrs. Morris, just keeping these werewolves in check." She turned to see Mrs. Morris and was shocked to find her favorite teacher also dressed as a werewolf. "My, my, what are the chances?" Mrs. Morris howled. Cameron was surrounded by werewolves now. Be they costumed or real, she was not sure. But she wasn't letting any of them get within 10 feet. "Stay back!" Then the clouds above broke open, and the full moon shone brightly through the overcast night as all the werewolves, save Cameron, of course, began to literally and loudly howl at the moon. "Okay, I'm out of here." And she was. Cameron ran and ran. She darted around one corner, leapt over a 3-foot-tall fence in a single bound, crossed through her neighbor's backyard. She never looked behind, but she was sure of 2 things. Werewolves were real, and they were hot on her tail in pursuit. Cameron finally felt a sense of relief when she arrived home at her front door. She'd made it. "Is everything okay, dear?" her mother uttered. "Yeah, you seem upset," her dad questioned. Cameron found her 2 parents costumed in werewolf dress, staring intently at her. "We thought it would be cute if we were all werewolves this year," her mom said. "What do you think?" "Yeah," her dad said rather ominously. "What do you think?" And then her mom and dad began to howl at the moon. The end. Happy Halloween, listeners. Be on the lookout for werewolves. And be on the lookout for more episodes of the Professor Theo's Mystery Lab podcast coming soon. Also, check out the many awesome, varied, educational, storytelling, and more podcasts at Kids Listen. This podcast is proud to be a part of the Kids Listen Network for family-friendly fun.
Professor Theo's Mystery Lab is written and read by Jonathan Joy.
And Levi Joy.
I'm Rissy Joy, the proud wife and mother of these two. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Spread the word. Tell a friend. If you don't, Professor Theo might turn you into a pumpkin or candy corn. If he could do that type of thing, I mean. Also, please consider supporting this project by making a small monthly pledge at ProfessorTheo.com. Tweet at us at Theo_mystery. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Have a splendid Halloween.